So this talks about this end time war that will be led by Russia. And I like what it says here. It says that God is going to put hooks in the jaws of the leader and guide them in this end time battle.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of Russia in the End Time Bible Prophecy. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Russia in the End Time Bible Prophecy.
As we get into the Word of God, I'm always amazed how the Word of God addresses so many situations that are in the world. And who would have thought that when Ezekiel wrote, 2,700 years ago, that he was actually writing something that would be prophetic and that would affect the times that we are living in now. And so this is the case. So you are at Bible study. So I'm gonna ask that you put on your Bible study hats, because some of this gets a little deep, but I'm gonna try to make it as simple as possible. You know, I believe one of the things that God has called me to do is to take the difficult things in the scripture and make them as plain as possible. So that's what I'm gonna try to do this afternoon. Okay, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, we read about a war. And this war is known as the war. Some people call it the Battle of Gog and Magog, and some people call it the Gog-Magog War. Now again, follow with me. I need you to stay with me. If you're watching the 12 o'clock news, you might not be able to get all that you can out of this if you're trying to do both things. Or, you know, if you're running back and forth to the kitchen cooking something, you might miss something. So we want you to stay with us. All right. It's in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it's called the Gog-Magog War. All right. One of the things that we're going to see is that Russia is a key player in end times. Now, people ask, where is America in prophecy? And the Bible don't say a lot about America as far as being in prophecy. So, you know, it seems like at some point America's kind of going to fall off the chart here and not be the world influencer that it is. But we do see that Russia will play a key part in end times. Okay, so in this study, we will see that Russia plays a key role in end time Bible prophecy. In Ezekiel 38, we read about a confederacy of nations that will be led by Russia, and they will be gathered together to attack Israel. The Bible even says in Ezekiel 38:4 that God will put hooks in the jaws of the leader of Russia and direct the leader to take this army and attack Israel. And notice what it says in verse 4. He says, I will bring thee forth, and he's talking to Russia. He's talking to the leader of Russia. I will bring thee forth and all thy army, horses and horsemen, all them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, and all of them handling swords. So this talks about this end time war that will be led by Russia. And I like what it says here. It says that God is going to put hooks in the jaws of the leader and guide them in this end time battle. In Ezekiel 38, verses 1 through 3. This is what it says in the New American Standard Bible. And the word of the Lord came to me. So who is me? Ezekiel, right? The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Gog and the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, Tubal, and prophesy against him and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. So let me ask you this question. If I was to ask you who Gog is, would you know who Gog is? If I was to ask you what Magog is, would you know what Magog is? If I was to ask you what Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, what they are, would you be able to tell me? All right. Well, see, that's why it's important to attend Bible study, because you're going to find out all those things this afternoon. We're going to learn the identity of all these individuals. So notice in these verses right here, there are several names: Gog, Magog, Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. All right. So again, some of these names are found back in Genesis, in the table of nations. What is that? Genesis 10. So, let me let you stew on that for a minute. Gog, Magog, Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. All right. So those are some key names here. Let's go on. All right. Gog. All right. So now, a lot of this stuff you're not going to get unless you study, unless you go deep. If you don't go deep, you're gonna miss. We all know Ezekiel 37, right? The vision of the dry bones. The hip bone connected to the thigh bone connected to the knee bone connected to the ankle bone. We know all that. How those dry bones in the valley came to life again. We know Ezekiel 37, right? How many times you raise your hand, right? I can't see it because I can't see anybody on the screen. All right. I'm just looking at my PowerPoint. But how many people have heard a sermon on them bones, them dry bones, right? The Ezekiel 37, the valley of dry bones. We've all heard a sermon on, I know I've probably preached that passage several times, Ezekiel 37. But let me ask a question. How many times have we heard a message from Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39, right? So we dive into Ezekiel 37, right? The bones, them bones, them dry bones. But we skip over 38 and 39, right? Because it seems deep, it seems confusing. So again, I'm going to unpack it for you this afternoon. Who was Gog? Gog is the Russian leader, right? Let's go back real quick. Son of man, set your face toward Gog. Okay, so we see Gog there. Gog, the word actually means high or exalted. So this Russian leader, and again, this is probably not the name. This is probably not the leader's name. It's more of a title. It's like Pharaoh. Pharaoh wasn't his name. Pharaoh was his title. We look at other names that we see, and they are more titles. They're not a person's name. So Gog is probably not his name, but it's probably a title of this Russian leader. And this is the name that's given to the Russian leader who will lead the invasion against Israel. His title is Gog. All right. And notice again, what other word did we read there? We read the prince of Rosh. Okay. Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh. All right. So what is Rosh? Notice that in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it talks about Rosh, which is a place, being to the remote north. Now, when we talk about a location in Israel or in the Bible, and we say that something is north or something is south or something of east, Where is it talking about? It's talking about Israel. Because Israel is the focus, the central focus of, you know, especially the landmass of the Bible. So notice Rosh in Ezekiel 38:6, 38:15, 39:2, it says that it's to the remote part of the north. If you start out in Israel and you go directly north as far as you can go till you can't go anymore, where will you end up at? Ah, some of y'all got your Bible hats on. That's right. Well, let me take that back. Some of you got your geographical hats on. Where is it going to take you? It's going to take you right to what? Russia, right? If you start in Israel, and as Ezekiel 38:6, 15:39:2 says that Rosh is to the remote part of the north, that'll take you right to Russia. One of my professors when I was in seminary, Dr. Harold Wilmington, and again, I know y'all get tired of hearing me say this, but if you don't have it, you need to get Wilmington's Guide to the Bible. That's one of, next to the Bible, to me, I think that's one of the greatest biblical resources that has ever been put together. Dr. Harold Wilmington. And notice what he says. Gog is described as the prince of Rosh. The authorized version expresses it as the chief prince. The translation, the prince of Rosh, is a more literal meaning of the Hebrew. And Rosh, all right, listen to this, may be the root of what modern term? Russia. Now, some people will say, well, when Ezekiel wrote that and he used the word Rosh, that he wasn't thinking about Russia. And you know what? That's probably right. You know, Ezekiel probably wasn't thinking about Russia. He was just given the prophecy. But isn't it interesting? Rosh, Russia. Oh, y'all see where I'm going, right? Rosh, Russia. All right. So we're talking today about what? We're talking about Russia in Bible prophecy. So here we see that it's referred to as the remote part of the north. Okay. And we also see in verses 3-6, let's read this. He says, and say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog. Okay, who is Gog? Gog is the Russian leader. All right, Gog is the Russian leader. So I'm gonna keep going over some of this stuff because I wanted to stick with us. So I am against thee, O Gog, the prince of Meshech and Tubal. All right. So these are nations that will join Russia. All right. So it's not going to be Russia by itself, but there's going to be nations that will join Russia. I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaw, and I will bring thee forth and all thy armies, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Now notice the other countries that's joining in with Russia. Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, and the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. So this is the leader of Russia is going to gather all these nations, and they're going to come and fight against Israel, right? So here's the nations: Meshech, Tubal, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, and Togarma. All right. Here's a map, right? All those places I just read. I know it's a little faint, but hopefully you can see this map. Let's start out at the top. Rosh, right? Rosh. Russia. All right. Let's go to the right. Magog. Now, Magog used to be the southern part of Russia, but it broke off. And if you think of I call this all the stands, right? All the stands nations, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, all the stand countries are Magog, right? And you know what? If you got the notes, you have all this in your notes. I put it in there. It's all in there in detail. All right. Then look in the middle. Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. Who is that? That's Turkey, right? And Turkey is to the north. So again, just for reference sake, remember it said that Rosh was what? To the far north of Israel. So if you start at Israel and go all the way north, you go right into Russia. All right. So it says Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. That's Turkey. All right, then let's go to the left. It said Put. That's Libya. Let's go to the south. That's Cush or Ethiopia, which is Sudan. And let's go to the right, Persia, which is Iran. So what's going to happen? Russia is going to gather all these countries and come against Israel. Ezekiel 38 and 39. So again, if you have the notes, and if you don't have the notes, I would encourage you to get on the list to get the notes, because I go into detail in explaining this in the notes. So let me just go over it again. This is a Russia-led invasion by a person by the name of Gog, which is the title of the Russian leader. All right. And this Russian leader is going to gather Magog, which is all the, it's called Central Asia now, but it used to be Southern Russia, the Scythians, right? That was all those groups right there. Now stay with me, because this is going to be important here in a second. Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma, that's Turkey. And, you know, we know that Turkey is quite often in the news too. Put, which is Libya. To the south, Cush, which is Sudan. And then to the east, Persia, which is Iran. They're all going to come together against Israel. So again, Russia plays a key part in end time prophecy. So, and I think some of the things that we see going on in Russia today. Now, let me say this, that we're not against the Russian people. There's some godly Russian, you know, man, you know, there's some powerful churches in Russia. Did you know that? There's some, we sent years ago, Brother Carl Kilcrease. He went on a missions trip to Kiev, and he met some godly Christians in Russia. So we know that there's some godly people in Russia. So, you know, we're not broad brushing Russia, because, you know, we know that it's there's some godly people. So it's more of the leadership, right, that we need to be praying against, the leadership, not necessarily the people. Because, you know, again, I want to reiterate this. I don't want us to walk away from this lesson being haters against Russia. You know, that there's some good people, some wonderful Christian people, and I'm sure some other non-Christian people in Russia that, you know, that have the best interest at heart. So, you know, let me say that also. And likewise in Ukraine, there's some godly people in Ukraine. There's some powerful churches in Russia and Ukraine. So, you know, we want to keep that in mind as we pray for this situation over there. So, you know, actually, you know, again, it's the leadership. It's the leaders of Russia, and one in particular, and I'm going to talk about him a little bit more a little bit later. So we see this is a Russian-led invasion into against Israel. Now, notice this. It's two groups that's coming against Israel. It's the Russians and it's the Muslims. Now, let me back up for a second, back to my map, all right? all those Magog countries, what religion? Muslim. All Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma, which is Turkey, is what? Muslim. Put, which is Libya, is what? Muslim. Kush, which is Sudan, is what? Muslim. Persia, which is Iran, is what? Muslim. The only nation in all this group that's not Muslim is Russia. The only group. So Russia is going to bring together all these Muslim nations to attack Israel. All right. So let's look at the interests. You know, what do the Russians want? The Russians, when they attack and they go down into Israel, and again, you know, I got some theories as to when this is going to happen, and hopefully I'll be able to share with you at the end. What do Russians want from Israel? Israel is one of the richest nations over there in oil, in natural gas. And Russia, one of its main money-making resources is gas, is oil. They supply 30 to 40% of all the oil in Europe. So who is a threat to Russia as far as the oil is concerned? Israel. So Russia will want to attack Israel, if for no other reason, to occupy the land and the gas that's there. And, you know, I had the opportunity to go to Israel several years ago, and we were able to look up into the Golan Heights. And the Golan Heights is a part of Israel. But did you notice something that that Putin said about a week or so ago? I don't know if you heard him say this. He said he no longer recognizes Israel as the possessor of the Golan Heights. He recognizes Syria as the possessor. Now, the Golan Heights, that's in Israel. But what did Putin say? Putin said that we no longer recognize Israel as the possessor of the Golan Heights. We recognize what? Syria. Why would he recognize Syria? So I'm going back to my map now. Why would he recognize Syria, right? Because, you know, as you look at Syria being a part of, you know, and that's right there, right below Turkey, right? Syria is right below Turkey. And why would he do that? He did that because he know that that's probably going to be a part of the group that joins him. Now, again, I don't know that that Putin understands this prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39, you know, so I don't know that. But in his desire probably to take over more landmass in that area, you know, that's why he would recognize Syria as the owner of the Golan Heights, as a possessor, and not Israel, because, you know, they will eventually be a part of that collaborative. Now look at the Muslims. Muslims believe Allah has called them to destroy Israel.
Thank you for joining us today on And Kirk and Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Russia in the End Time Bible Prophecy. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Russia in the End Time Bible Prophecy, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Russia in the End Time Bible Prophecy. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Russia in the End Time Bible Prophecy from our Bible Prophecy series. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series on Bible prophecy is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, come from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.